HarperCollins and Harper Audio present Bernard Pepperlin by Kara Hoffman. Performed by Gary Furlong. 1. A Swim in the Drink. The Dormouse had been trying hard to stay awake. First he ate a sugar cube, then he pinched himself. Then he tried climbing on top of the rickety table instead of sitting in his chair. The table was set for a tea party and the cups and plates clattered as he moved past them. Crusts of toast were scattered over the white cloth, and in the centre stood a blue china teapot decorated with a picture of three bridges and a winding river that led out into the sea. He stood on a package of biscuits to look around but couldn't see her anymore. The curious girl with the long blonde hair must have left the party when he'd nodded off. Daytime was hard if you were nocturnal, especially if it never ended.
"He's sleepwalking again," said the March Hare.
"Well, get him down," said the Hatter, "before he steps in the butter."
"I'm awake," said the Dormouse.
"You always say that," said the March Hare, "and it's rarely true."
The Hatter poured a drop of tea onto the Dormouse's nose, and it burned like a little spark. He yelped, his whiskers stiffening, tears forming in the corners of his eyes. The Dormouse wished he had gone with the girl. She was wearing a blue dress and a white apron, and floating beside her was a large cat. The cat had an elegant striped coat and was grinning from ear to ear, its teeth gleaming in the late afternoon sun. Or at least, that's what he thought he had seen. There was no sight of them now, and cats rarely floated, so it might have been a dream. But dream or not, the Dormouse wanted to run after them. He wanted to walk out of the garden and down the lane, but he knew he couldn't make it past the front gate. None of them could. Because for the Dormouse and the March Hare and the Mad Hatter, time had stopped. They couldn't walk along a new path or meet a new person or go to a new place. The day that time stopped had started out fine. The Hatter was to sing at a party. But his song was so terrible, so loud and boring and long, that time itself became furious and walked out on them, forcing them to live forever at 1:30 tea time on Sunday afternoon. It wasn't so bad in the beginning. It was exciting even. Because of the Hatter's song, the sun was always golden, the roses never died and the brambles never needed pruning. There were always scones to eat and buttered toast, delicious black tea with cream. And none of them, not the Dormouse, nor the March Hare, nor the Mad Hatter, had grown a day older or an inch fatter since 4 o'clock, August 14th, 1889. But very soon things changed. Few creatures ventured out to the garden to visit them at their long table, and without time, dreaming was the only way to leave the garden, or have visitors, or do anything new. Worst of all was being with the Mad Hatter. He bragged and stood on his chair in muddy boots. He spoke with his mouth full and guzzled all the tea. And there was no way to avoid him, sitting there at the same table in the same garden on the same day, that could never, ever end. The Dormouse stood on his toes so he could see out through the gate, but all he could see were the tips of the cat's ears and the girl's pale hair shining in the sunlight as she walked away. Then, a moment later, she took a sip from a tiny bottle and disappeared entirely.
"Why did she leave?" the Dormouse asked.
"Well, she was no good at riddles, so she decided to go," said the March Hare.
"And songs," said the Hatter. "She was no good at songs."
The Hatter's skin was a ruddy pink and his pale eyes bulged slightly beneath unruly grey eyebrows. He wore a top hat on his large head, which seemed enormous compared to his skinny body, and he was dressed as though he had just come from performing at a concert. He reached across the table for a slice of bread, used it to wipe a smear of raspberry jam off his face, then ate it.
"You, of all people, should not talk about songs," said the March Hare gravely.
The March Hare was buck-toothed and easily startled. He spoke quickly, like most hares do, and he was used to making the best of a bad situation. He poured himself another cup of tea, spooning in 4 heaps of sugar and stirring vigorously. The Dormouse gazed out at the winding, cobbled paths beyond the trees and flower beds.
"If only I could be alone," he thought, "and take that path. If only night could come and I could see stars in the sky, watch the sunrise and hear morning birds sing."
Sample complete. Ready to continue?